Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Doughboys Podcast. Welcome back to the second episode. I'm your fucking host, Augie, with my co-host.
Bro, you know your boy, Louise.
And look, we just got to give a forewarning, bro. We filmed a whole ass hour-long podcast.
Bro, I was about to say, break that time.
And I accidentally fucking swiped and it fucking released all the fucking audio that we had, bro. I fucking deleted it all, bro.
Deleted everything,
but
bro.
We had so much juicy shit, man. It was fucked, bro. We had a whole fucking segment going, bro.
Bro, I almost beat this nigga's Augie's ass, bro.
Bro, it was bad. But anyways, back to the guest host for today's podcast, the homie Brian.
Hey, yo, what's going on, gang? Hey, what's up with y'all?
Go ahead and give them your Instagram, your Snap, bro, whatever they want to follow you on social media.
Y'all add me on the Snap. It's Brian _ Lopez 1. Add that shit.
Bro, you gotta get it right.
So, if the podcast is a little short today, bro, that's on me. I fucked up, man. We had
an hour-long podcast, all
right? We're trying to recover back the audio, but I don't think it's gonna happen, bro. But we talked about a lot of shit. Matter of fact, nigga, let's just try to talk about what we were talking about in the beginning, bro. Because people were talking about it yesterday, bro. They wanted to know what happened, bro. We were pretty much talking about, bro, how fucked up society was at one point, bro, and how fucked up it is for a relationship, bro, to really change. And we were pretty much talking about that same.
Hell yeah, bro. We just talking about, bro. I was telling this boy, Augie, bro. Like, he gotta look at every. Bro, y'all gotta look at every relationship y'all ever have in our life, bro. And y'all gotta look back at it, bro. And in every single relationship you've been in, bro, there's always a lesson that you learn, bro. And you gotta take that lesson, bro, and learn from it, bro, so your next relationship, bro, you don't ever fuck it up that same way, bro. It could be a fuck-up, nigga. It could be anything, bro. But you learn something from every relationship you ever in, bro. We're talking about my boy Augie right now, bro. That he has this problem right now, bro, with this one female, bro. Y'all know the vibes, bro. Y'all were in the podcast yesterday, so y'all know exactly what we're talking about, bro. But, bro, we were already talking about, right, that he... Basically, bro, this boy... Bro, tell him how you said that you don't like waiting, bro, for a female, bro.
So we pretty much got... Bro, I hope we can get the audio back, bro, because that was a good-ass fucking podcast.
It don't even matter, bro. We were
talking about how, like... How I feel as a person, bro, I hate how our generation is now, because before in the past, it was no fucking talking stage. There wasn't a fucking 1 to 3 month, because that's usually how long a talking stage goes, 1 to 3 months, maybe to 6 months.
Yeah,
again,
yeah.
You know? And I hate that fucking talking stage, bro. I hate talking to fucking somebody, bro. I hate talking to them for so long, bro. I want to, like, if I'm with the girl, bro, I don't want to be in that talking stage, because then it gives that other person the opportunity, bro. It gives me the opportunity. That when I'm taught, if I go to a party or something, bro,
yeah.
When people ask, oh, who you talking to? You got a boyfriend? No, I don't got a boyfriend. And then that gives you the closure and the right to say, oh, let me talk to him because we're talking. It doesn't give you that fucking satisfaction of, no, she's mine. And that's why I like the talking stage, nigga, because it gives you that reassurance that you're not fucking up if you talk to somebody else.
So you're telling me that in that. Oh, we're talking station, bro. That I could give someone else, like, oh.
Well, think about it, bro.
They're talking, so let me give it a shot.
Exactly, because what if it don't work out? What if you fall out while talking? Why not fall out while you're together? Why not grow up together in that relationship?
Mm.
You feel me? And I feel like with her, that's what it was in the beginning, bro, when I first met her way back. We both knew what the fuck we wanted. We both know what we were on. Except I was the more cold-hearted one person, bro. I was more not giving a fuck, not really putting in the effort, you know, doing this and that. And she was the one putting on the work, trying this and that. You feel me?
All right.
And now, with her, it switched.
All right.
Now I'm putting in everything, bro. Now I'm trying to talk to her. Now I'm trying to hang out. Now I'm trying to do this.
All right.
And she's not giving a fuck.
Okay, well, what do you learn from that, bro? Tell me what you learned from that, dog. Like, what you learned from that experience?
That whole
bro?
One fucking hour podcast we talked about, nigga, the one thing I learned, bro, is that you just gotta keep going. You gotta move on.
Gotta keep on pushing.
She's not the one.
Yeah.
She's not the one, dog.
But it's gonna take time,
and,
bro.
And if she is, bro, later on down the road, bro, you know?
Bro,
maybe she's the right one, but the time ain't right.
Okay, right. That's okay. Oh, shit. Maybe she's not the one, bro. Maybe that's all I was thinking, bro. Maybe she's not the one, but at the time being. Right girl, wrong time.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought like that. In the beginning, when we first talked. Yeah. Right girl, wrong time. I didn't know what she really was.
Yeah.
Now that I fucking talked to her for so long, nigga, I know what she's been through, and I know the relationship she just had, what she went through. I know as a person, bro, I can value more than that nigga, bro.
Uh-huh.
I know that. But she don't want that. Now that I'm putting it all together, bro, she don't want that.
Exactly, bro. You were just explaining to me, bro, that at first, bro, you wanted to just fucking... Like, just get into it, bro. You wanted to make her a girl, bro. And I was telling you, bro, dude, the reason why you gotta, like, talk to a girl, bro, and become, like, before you even become shit like that, bro, and get close to a girl, bro, It's for that same thing, bro. Like, it's like, bro, it's like tasting waters, dog. It's like a way, bro, to really tell yourself, like, bro, if I really want to, like, actually spend time.
Okay. But testing, testing waters, bro, for me, when I go to the ocean, when I go to the pool, I get any type of fucking water, this fucking river, nigga, you already know it's going to be cold. You already know. So why the fuck dip your toe into it? Jump in that bitch. Get used to it, nigga. And that's what I do. I go to the fucking pool, nigga. Fuck that. It's hot as fuck. I know my fat ass sweating. Jump in the fucking pool. You're going to cool down. Jump in the ocean. You're going to cool down. Jump in the fucking hot tub. You're going to cool down. Or you're going to warm up.
Just jump in the pussy. You're going to cool down.
Nigga, exactly. You own that shit. Nah. You got a label on it, bro. You got a label on it. Think about it, bro. You got a label on that shit, bro. Think about it, bro.
Dude, that shit makes me laugh, dude. I don't know,
how, bro. Nigga? Think about it, bro. If you got... Okay, you talking to a girl.
Bro, how you feel, dude?
Bro, think about it, bro. If you got a label on a female, she's my girl.
All right, no, yeah.
When I go out to a party and my homies ask me, Augie, who's that? Oh, it's just some girl I'm talking to. You know what that gives that nigga? Oh, they're talking. So if it doesn't work out, I got a chance. Or, oh, they're talking. I can offer this female something Augie can't because I already know how he is. But if I say, that's my girl. Oh, okay. If he wants to be a dick, he can go and try for it. But he already fucked up because, one, she's mine. And, two, you look like the fucking bad guy. Because she already knows she's mine, nigga. But yeah. If you're talking, bro.
No, dude, I understand different. That shit, bro. That's like being in a relationship, bro. I understand. But, bro, we're talking about you trying to jump in right into it, dog.
I want to jump right in. I don't like fucking waiting, bro.
You can, bro.
Okay. Bro,
this.
Okay. The match.
And just like you said, bro, back then, it was that way, bro. Back then, it's the way you want it, bro. But that was back then, nigga.
No,
bro, it sucks.
We're living a different
dream. We're living a different time now, bro.
It sucks. You all right, bro. You got to accept it, bro.
Fuck that, nigga. Why do I got to accept that shit? Why do I got to accept whatever lifestyle everybody else living, motherfucker? Why I got to do that?
Because that's the lifestyle people live, bro.
Fuck that, nigga. If I live that regular lifestyle like a regular ass nigga every day, nigga, we don't get people like Elon Musk. We don't get people like Bill Gates. We don't get that nigga that owns Amazon, nigga. They think different.
Yeah.
I think different, bro. So I'm pretty sure there's a female here in this podcast, and she probably thinks the same of me. Hopefully, you hit me up in the DMs or on the snaps. Slide in. you got it. Let me know.
Hey, yo, my boy, I just got to ask you one thing, bro. I feel like you're very, like, on that about, like, a girl meeting another nigga and then her saying that.
Okay, it's, you know why?
There's not a title. I just want to ask you, has that shit ever happened to you? Or
yeah,
like
bro.
That?
I've been cheating on all past relationships I've been in.
So every single relationship?
Bro, my first girlfriend, she cheated on me. My second girlfriend, she cheated on me. This girl started talking. I fucked up because I was coming at her. I didn't trust her. I fucked up. Next girl. She leaves for another nigga. I fucked up. Nigga, if you go through cheating, someone cheats on you. You go through it again, someone cheats on you. You fuck up, but you don't realize it. You go through another female. She fucked up. You know that. But nigga, it's a pattern, bro. It's like if you're making a cake and you fuck up the cake once. You make the same cake, you fuck it up again. You make another cake, it comes out all right, but you don't make that cake again because it already came out good once. Then you go make the same cake that you made before, and it still comes out fucked up. And then you're like, okay, what the fuck am I doing wrong, nigga? What am I doing wrong? Why is this cake coming out fucked up? And that's how I see shit, bro. That's why it's hard, my nigga, to really, like, talk to somebody, bro, because I'm afraid of losing them, bro. Like I said yesterday.
Bro, you gotta...
Like I said yesterday, in the podcast, bro. All
right.
There's a bunch of... Just how you say it to me. There's a bunch of the females out there. You're right. But I'm not thinking about those females, all nigga. Right.
Bro, you just said you're scared of lose shit, bro. Like, you scared to lose that shit,
I hate
bro.
Losing shit, bro.
Well, bro, that's how life is, dog. You finna take it out.
Why do you think I don't fucking like life, nigga? Life is a bitch. I don't like losing shit like that.
Bro, life is a bitch, bro, but that's how it is, dog. Like, you can't do it.
I know, nigga,
you're
but...
not God, dog.
I know I'm not God, nigga. I know I can't control that shit.
Exactly,
but
bro.
I wanna...
You gotta accept
but,
it,
right, bro. But I wanna be able to, if I have a girl...
So make a change.
Make a change, bro. Change the way that fucking I want to be that person, bro.
Like, fucking be like Martin Luther King, bro. Make a speech, dog.
Nigga, it's because I want to
start
that,
talking about it, bro.
Bro, it's because why do you think we made the podcast, nigga? Let the feelings
Facts.
Flow.
Facts.
Why do you think I want to have a relationship, bro, where the way it used to be can work out? where people look like this is how shit used to be.
Awesome, my boy. Awesome. You want to change the world,
bro? Dude. Nigga, I don't want to change the world. I want to make it go back how it used to be, bro. It don't gotta be that hard to find somebody, bro. But people make it hard, nigga.
Facts, bro.
If it was that easy, bro, people be in love every day,
bro. Just like I tell you about females,
but
bro.
But they not,
like,
bro.
When you text them, bro, you and sometimes, bro, I be hitting up girls, bro.
They think they celebrities,
bro. I literally hit up a girl, bro, to get to know her, bro. And the first thing she assumes, I want to fuck. Like, come on, bro.
It's not even
you
that.
You think I just go for pussy, bro? Like, dude, I want to know who you as a
bro,
person.
Why do you think
too,
I like her, nigga? I'm not going for a pussy, so nigga. Saying,
bro. Every female out here, bro, be acting like they celebrities, dog, or they
bro,
fucking a princess. Like,
it's not even,
guy,
bro.
Nigga,
it's not even.
Nigga?
I'm not even going
fuck
for
that, nigga.
I'm not even going for a heart, nigga. Because if I was going for a heart, I see how cold hearted it is, nigga. I'm going for that fucking brain, nigga. I'm going for how she thinks, nigga. I want my kids to think like her, bro.
Yeah.
I want that if I have kids with her, my daughter thinks the same way as her mom, nigga. I don't need a nigga. You right, because daddy got you, bitch. Daddy got you a brand new car. No nigga got you that car. I got it for you, nigga. Mommy got it for you, nigga. That's how I think, bro. At 19, I don't give a fuck if I'm fucking this young, nigga. That's how I think, bro. Fuck that. I want to give it to her, nigga. I want to control what the fuck I want because I didn't get that shit.
Yeah.
But once again, you got to think about the times that we're living in.
I know,
nobody
bro.
Wants anything serious, are you?
Everybody's
it's
on
rare
games.
To find you a good girl, you know, it's rare.
And that's what I'm saying, bro. Why do you think I don't want to lose her? Why do you think I don't want to block her? Why don't you think I want to do none of that, bro? Because I keep holding on to that thought. It worked out in the past, bro. How can I fix it?
Bro, but what if you can't fix it, though?
Then I got to move on.
Then how are you going to move on?
What if
answer my question, dog.
I've done it before.
All right. Okay, but answer me how you can do with this one, bro. Like, dude,
I got distracted.
I reckon I'm your therapist, dog, straight up.
Bro, because I got distracted. Like I said, maybe because it's the pandemic, nigga. I can't go out. When I stopped talking to her, bro, I did my own thing. I was still in high school at the time. I could still see different females every day. I could still ask them different questions. I can go see what you're doing later, what you want to do later, who you with, who you hanging out with. Let me come through. I could still do that. I can't do that now. We in a fucking pandemic. We've been in one for almost a year now. Can't get out the fucking house. And niggas that, and niggas who see this or hear this will be like, oh, well, you can get out the house. Yeah, but why risk getting sick? Why do that? Why want to fuck up your mental health? Nigga, we're both big, bro. I got high blood pressure. You think I'm going to fucking make it? I get COVID? Maybe.
Bro, I've had that shit, dog. I'm still here, dog.
Yeah, nigga, but I'm pretty sure you felt like shit when you had it, huh?
Hell no, bro. Fuck you. Got that good immune system, dog.
Nah, fuck that, bro.
Hey, best immune system wins, dog.
Nah, fuck that, nigga. All I'm saying is why put yourself through that?
I feel that, bro.
It's hard, nigga. It's hard, bro. It's hard to move on.
Life is hard, bro.
You know, like I was saying yesterday to Luis, bro, in the podcast. We were talking about maybe we didn't talk about it, nigga. You know what? We didn't talk about it on the podcast, but we were talking about life, nigga, and how life, bro, for me, was like a book. Everybody in their life got a book, bro. Whether you don't see it or not, well, you don't see it, bro. Your mind writes down a chapter, a story, a page in your book,
and you save it.
And you save it. Because later on, when you tell your kids, you're gonna read back that book, and you're gonna tell them all the shit that you went through, all the past shit. You're gonna be there. Just like how our parents, bro, they're gonna talk about the shit they went through. They got that book. My book, nigga, to me, to be honest, ended when I was 18. There was nothing past 18, bro. That's how bad life was looking for me. I was hella depressed. I was sad as fuck at the time. Like, I didn't wanna. My goal, bro, I was so, like, just on so much shit that happened to me in a span of, like, less than fucking a month. Got me so fucked up, bro. I'm like, fuck this. You're going to make it to 18. You're going to graduate high school. And your book's going to end. That's it. You're going to fucking die, nigga. You're going to die in a car accident. You're dying something. But you're not going to make it past 18. That's all I was thinking, bro. Was that's it. This is your chapter. This is all the people in your book. Everything, bro. And you know why I started thinking like that, bro? Because after that, I made it to 19. But before that, bro, like 4 days each day, I almost got into a car accident. I almost got hit by a car. Almost died. Almost a semi-truck. The next day. I almost got hit by another car. I'm pretty sure that the car would have hit me, but I would have flipped. The next day, I almost got robbed at a fucking stoplight at dropping my friend off at her house. The next day, I almost get into a fucking car accident. Then the next day, it's my birthday. So I'm like, okay, fuck, I made it. But now what? Where do I go from that, bro? I felt like my book was over at 18. And then I started texting you niggas. Started hanging out with you more. Started texting Louise. Started texting you. Started chilling again, right? And then she came back, bro. She came back. I started writing names that I already had in my old book back into the book again, bro. And bro, to be honest, bro, I'm talking to people again from the past that used to bring me joy, bro.
How's it making you feel,
bro? Good, nigga. We're talking. We're chopping it up. That's what I'm saying, bro. So it's hard for me to let her go again, bro. When she made me so happy at one point in time, and now that I'm past that already, she's making it do the same thing, but now she's doing the opposite. Now she's making me feel like shit. Now I don't want to be up sometimes in the morning and think about her. Now I don't want to be posting my story and see if she saw it.
Yeah, you ever think about, Augie, the feelings are still the same there?
I think about it. I mean, people mine are. Change, bro. Mine are, bro. But tell me. That's all I'm waiting for, bro. It's just for her to tell me.
Bro, girls' feelings, bro, change quick.
I know.
Rather than the guys, bro. They can,
mine for her, bro, have never changed. Mine, mine haven't changed.
You know what? Hold on.
My, you got Rona, bitch?
Bro, you know it takes 2 weeks for a girl to fall in love with the guy.
I know, nigga, I told you that. And it takes 0.5 seconds for a guy to fall in love with the girl. Bro, but tell me that shit, bro, man. I was telling Brian how we said it off the podcast where life was like a book, nigga, and how I told you how my book ended, bro. Your guys' book are probably going to continue, nigga, because you weren't thinking past 18. I was thinking at 18, nigga, that's it. You done for. You finished your chapter, nigga, because think about all the shit I went to. I got kicked out of high school, went to a shitty school, met you niggas, came back out of that, met a fucking fine, met a fine-ass girl after, started talking to her, nigga. Yeah, everything was going good, bro. Bro,
dude, and that is all chapter one, nigga.
Nigga, no,
fuck
bro.
All that's the end of the chapter,
bro,
nigga.
I told you, it's not chapter one, nigga. Ongoing, it's the end of the first book, nigga. Nah, like I said, bro. To me, nigga, I feel like it's the end of the first book.
So what, you're about to start making another book now?
I feel like, nigga, honestly, bro, I feel like that first book, bro, if I could name it, childhood. From fucking middle school all the way up to fucking high school, nigga. I'm a grown ass man now, nigga. I murdered somebody, I can go to jail for life. I'm an adult, nigga. I didn't think I was gonna make it past 18, bro. So now that I'm at 19, bro, my fucking new book, it's not even the same book. New book, nigga. Adulthood. Where the fuck do I go from 19 to 20? From 20 to 30. Maybe I make it to 30 and that's it. Maybe I make it to 30 and a new book, nigga.
Right.
Old life, nigga, where you 45, you can't walk no more because your back fucked up. You feel me? But that's how I saw life, bro. But now it's now my adulthood book, but bringing back the childhood homies. You, the female. Not females, just one female, bro. Why is she stuck in my fucking book still? I be thinking about her, my nigga. That's what I'm saying. How the fuck can I grow up and still think about her? How the fuck can I still have her in the book? I can't. I can take her off. I can block her, nigga. But I guarantee you, if I do that, tomorrow I'm going to think about her. The next day I'm going to think about it. It's going to take time. But she's still going to be in the fucking book. She's still going to be in my mind. Wonder what she's doing. And I know where she works.
Dude, she's going to continue being there, bro, until you get rid of her, dog. Until you block her, dog.
Do I want to erase her, though, from the story?
Bro, well, if you don't do that, this is going to get... Like, what? Bro,
you can't keep on hurting you, bro.
Dude, if you don't do it, dog, this what's happening to you right now is going to
keep
continue
happening.
To happen.
But nigga. I know, so what do
you... got to accept
so
it,
so what if
nigga?
What if I keep her in the book, bro, but don't write about her no more?
Nigga, nah, dog, I can't believe you're so
bro, because, okay, like, but think about it in fairy tales, nigga. You can't erase the big bad wolf from fucking the Three Little Pigs, and that's the main bad guy. So what if she's the motivation, nigga? What if this summer, how we've been going to the gym every day, the summer, bro, she's the motivation. Like I said yesterday, what if I'm big as fuck and I've already got her off my mind, bro? Not worried about it no more.
Next.
She's off the book already. But at least But my thing is, why the fuck is she in the next book? There's a reason, bro. There's a reason why I'm still fucking with you niggas. Because think about it, bro. If there wasn't, nigga, we wouldn't be talking like how we used to when we didn't text anymore. We didn't talk no more because we got busy. We still talking again, nigga. We still chopping it up.
Letting the legacy live on.
Exactly, bro. But why? We don't have the answers. You just got to go based off that.
Life, dog.
That's how I see it, bro.
But I feel like everything happens for a reason.
I know, but I want to figure it out, nigga. I hate playing that fucking guessing game, bro. I don't like that shit. I want to figure it out right
fucking
there.
Bro, but you can't always get answers for everything, bro.
I know. It's like ghosts. Can't get answers for that shit.
There's sometimes things that you don't even get the answers to.
Yeah, dog. That shit hurts, dog.
I know it does, bro.
That's the hardest thing someone can go through, dog. Like, dude, what you're going through, bro, I'm telling you right now, dude, like I said in the other podcast, dude, it's the second hardest thing someone can go through.
Bro, I'm telling you, we were talking about so much shit, bro. We were getting on some emotional shit on that podcast.
Nigga, I don't know why you slid up, nigga.
It's a fucking accent, bitch. We talking about it now. Fuck you.
Bro, that shit was so good, too.
Nigga, but my thing is, bro, like, fuck, man.
Bro, I hope y'all fucking with this one, though, bro, because...
I mean, I don't think it's going to... I mean, it might be as good as the other one, but I don't think it's going to be heat.
I don't feel like the energy's the same, to be honest.
No, the energy's still there, but we're still the same niggas. We still talking, bro, but it's not...
Nah, but we had way more shit to talk about earlier.
Yeah, we did, bro. Mate, that's going to be a chapter, bro, that was never talked about.
Yeah,
There's a reason for that. There's a reason we were talking about it for
so sure. Tell me there's a reason, like, nigga, there's a reason why they're not going to hear that
the
one.
The first 30 minutes, bro, was all about her. There's a reason why I accidentally did that shit. There has to be. I can't explain it because I didn't do it on purpose, but there's a reason why it wasn't meant to be
so
put
tell me. There's a reason that they're not hearing that one, for
exactly.
example.
Exactly. There's a reason, bro. There's something that, maybe it's God telling me, bro, I got you. Don't put that shit out. You fucking up. I'm going to shut you the fuck up. Make you do this dumb shit. Hope.
I mean, we do look at it like that. What
if it's not? Or what if it's not? The famous quote that I used to live by, bro. Bro, the devil comes in all forms, bro. Devil can come in a white fucking dress, nice ass female, cute as fuck. Everything, bro, everything you tell God, the devil hears.
Yep.
Everything you want, he hears. He'll give it to you.
That boy don't sleep, dog.
He'll give it to you, but there's a price.
Yep.
That's how I see it.
Dude, that's how the devil works, bro. Devil will give you anything, bro. There's always a price to that.
That's what I'm saying.
So it's like witchcraft shelf, be fucking with that.
Oh, no, nah, bro. Fuck, bro. Ghosts in general? I don't fuck with no ghosts, bro. Bro, if I'm fucking in my room, nigga, and something flies across, I'm taking my ass out the house and staying at a homie's house. Fuck that. I'm telling my mom, look, we need a fucking holy water. We need a priest. And if it don't change, we're getting the fuck out the house. And if something in that house, mom, dad, I'm sorry, I'm getting the fuck out, bro. I can't live in that house with shit. Nah, and bro, if I'm haunted, I'm literally giving my life, bro, to God. I'm going to fucking church school, everything, bro. Fuck that.
I'm going to dive in that holy water, dog.
Nigga, fuck that, bro. Nah, because what if he drowning you, bro? What if the devil drowning you in that holy water?
How, bro?
Hell no.
You hurt that nigga, bro.
How? Oh, you're in the house of God, bro.
Bro.
How's he gonna hurt you?
Bro, the devil was once an angel, bro.
Oh, that's true,
He once was, bro.
Exactly. He once was.
So he was once good, dog.
Yeah.
Exactly. How do you think you don't think he can be greedy, good? Bro, you don't think he can be good for a little bit? And immune to that holy water to drown me? To cause something bad? Never know, bro.
Dog. I didn't even think about it.
I'm saying, bro, you never know.
That's crazy.
Bro, the same way God be hearing us how we talk is the same way the devil be hearing us how we talk.
Just fuck that nigga, bro.
Nah, don't say that shit, bro, because don't be disrespectful to both of them, bro, because they both determine what the fuck happens, bro.
No, you're right. Bro, you got to respect all that shit, bro. Like, dude.
You got to, bro. You can't be doing shit like you can't
dude,
be
like,
fucking
all,
either.
All, like, all that Ouija board shit, bro, if you disrespect
why?
Those niggas.
I don't understand why people
dude,
do that.
I don't know, dude.
But
like, bro,
that's just dumb.
Bro, dude, can I be honest with you, bro? Sometimes I don't believe it, bro, but I still wouldn't do it.
No, I don't. But I still wouldn't do it. I don't believe in, like, the Ouija board. Actually, I do. But I don't feel like if we went to a party, bro, and, like, they're messing with it. It's kind of, if we're like at a big ass college party, it's kind of weird, you know, to be doing that.
Yeah.
But if we're at a party and it's like, say, me, you, and two other people, and we're upstairs and we're playing that shit at night and it's dark, fuck that. I'm not playing that shit.
I'm going home.
Nah, fuck that. Nah, bro. I had homies that wanted to play with the Ouija board, and I told them, fuck that, bro. I'm leaving. I said, I can't do that shit.
Oh,
bro, we got.
There's just some things you don't do, bro.
Bro, when I used to work at Goodwill, bro, we got a box donated, bro. Big ass box. Open the box. A doll, a Ouija board piece, a candle, and a thing of hair. Bro, I got the box.
Yeah, that's a wish, bro.
Bro, closed it, threw it in the fucking compactor, made that shit was destroyed. Bro, I almost thought about burning it, bro. Bro, because what if I opened it and it released some shit? What if I took that shit home? I was like, yep, fuck that, throw it away. Don't even sell it.
Dude, the moment you see a Ouija board, bro.
Oh, I throw it away, hair, bro. I used to see it at work,
dude,
bro.
Hair, skin, or teeth? Dude, that's a witch.
Bro, you know what's even scarier,
that's
bro?
Scary. I'm getting chills about
bro, you know what's even scarier, bro? Right, when I was at work one time, I've been working there. I started working there maybe for about, I worked there for probably about 6-7 months, okay? My last month there, bro, never once saw a Chucky doll. Never. That's my biggest fear, right?
Chucky?
Yeah. I've traumatized that nigga, bro. It's traumatizing
bro,
shit.
Bro, that nigga was real, bro.
Right. So, it's because I seen him when I was so young, bro. So I saw him, like, when I was 3 years old. I first saw the movie. It was traumatizing. My cousin had the doll. She freaked me the fuck out with that shit.
Oh, no, dude.
Okay, so,
bro.
Right? So, I'm at work. Quiet, you know, boring day. You know, the door's empty.
Normal. You
so, I go use the restroom. I come back. I hear the door, but no car because there's a bell. I'm like, all right. I go do something. The bell goes off again. No car.
Nah, dog.
Dude, fuck. I go, and the Chucky doll's on the side of the fucking wall.
Oh,
and I'm like, what the fuck, nigga? So I bring it inside, and I sit on the chair, and I look at this nigga, and I'm like, bro, you fucking move? I'm swinging, nigga. This God's been preparing me for this day to fuck you up. And then I went and recorded, nigga. I smacked that nigga around, fucked through that nigga, and I gave it to my coworker. And bro, I didn't even know, nigga, it had batteries, nigga. So she was messing with it, And I fucking, bro, I was walking back, and she sat it down because she likes that weird shit. And the doll's shaking its head. So I ran up, swung on that nigga, hit that nigga in the fucking jaw, bro. I was like, the fuck this nigga moving for? People were like, the fuck you doing, Augie? I said, nah, that nigga's moving, bro. They're like, Augie, it has batteries.
Gotta go down, yeah.
I'm like, fuck that, bro. Sell that shit.
Fuck that, bro.
We gotta have to end the podcast?
Yeah, we gotta end that podcast.
Ah, damn. All right, ladies and gentlemen, bro. But sorry for the podcast being so short, bro.
Dude, we had a whole podcast. Bro, if y'all were able to listen to the podcast, bro.
Other podcast was way better.
What, how y'all niggas fucking?
But we're gonna keep the podcast going, so just tune into tomorrow.
Oh, yeah,
bro. And tomorrow will be better. Watch.
We're gonna have another podcast tomorrow. We have podcasts every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Bro. Friday, we always have a guest, you know, whether that be a female, another YouTube channel, whatever, bro. We always have people on the show, man. But, yeah, man. Anybody's welcome on the show.
Bro, for sure. Hey, bro, if y'all want to get on it, bro, let us know, bro. Females, anyone, bro. We'll fucking just chop
females,
it up,
if you want to hear this, bro, and you want to give your perspective on it, let us know. We'll get into contact with you. We'll have you on the next podcast by tomorrow if you're down.
Hell yeah.
Niggas, if you want to get into it, too, I got a group of homies that want to get into it. They want to talk about the podcast, hell too. Yeah. They might not be able to get to it on Friday, but they might be able to get to it soon.
Yeah, bro.
But, yeah, you guys just thank you for listening to Doughboys Podcast, and we'll catch y'all tomorrow.
I'll see y'all later.